Please rise as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. And in a lot of ways, we can see the birth narrative of Jesus Christ as a fulfillment of the text from 2 Samuel. In 2 Samuel, there's a promise that there would be a house and kingdom that would be forever. Jesus was born in what town was it? Bethlehem. Bethlehem literally means house of bread. It's there that Jesus was born, fulfilling the prophecy of 2 Samuel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Congregation may be seated.